Well, maybe it didn't last as long as everybody wanted, but it lasted as long as Jeff Horn wanted. I'm talking about the big fight against Anthony Mundine. It was last Friday. It seems a lifetime ago, and it's always about what's next. I always feel sorry for the boxer. He wins, he gets a victory, he's trained so hard for the months leading up, then they go, "What are you going to do now?" Well, that's why we've got Jeff Horn on, who joins us. G'day, Jeff.
G'day, guys.
Yeah, hey, mate, thanks for getting up. We know you like your sleep-ins.
That's all right. It's changing now that I'm out of training.
Yeah, look, I giggled when someone said, "Were you disappointed that you knocked him out within 96 seconds?" Well, of course I wasn't.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very happy with the early mark. You train so hard for a fight, but if you're able to finish early and get the job done quick, I'm happy to leave early.
Yeah, and he didn't even put one on you, did he, Jeff?
He landed a couple, but it was kind of as I was moving, so I didn't really feel the punches.
Yeah. Now, TK said before about fighters, you know, you're always onwards and upwards and, you know, what you're going to do next. Have you had time to think about what you're going to do next, or do you just take time off till Christmas and then after Christmas you start to put your thinking cap on?
Look, it's never usually up to me what's kind of next. Like, I guess I'm the one with the final say, but I'm leaving it to Glenn and Dean at the moment to figure out what the options are on the table before we figure out which one we're going to take.
Have you got a fighter that you'd like to fight?
Not really. I'm kind of up in the air at the moment. I'm not really thinking about it. I'm just hearing all the names that everyone's probably hearing, like Sean Porter and, yeah, the Golovkins and all those type of people.
Geez. I mean, they're big names, but how much of you would like to fight Terence Crawford again?
Look, I wouldn't mind having him come here, possibly having a rematch against him at Suncorp or something, or in Australia somewhere. So that's an option. I don't want to go over to America and fight in his own territory again. I'd like to do the same to him.
Which would be, I mean, you got such a great hometown following there in Brisbane, and also, you know, right throughout Australia, the country, Jeff. There's no doubt about that. What did you learn? What do you take away from the Anthony Mundine fight? You know, do you, I guess it's like a footy side winning 50-0. You know, do you learn anything from it?
Look, I guess I learnt that I felt really good at that weight, and the cut that I had to do was barely nothing. So,
right.
I just felt strong and I was happy in the preparation leading up. So, those are the things I took away from it, that it was just an enjoyable experience fighting it that way.
Yeah, fighting against a showman like Anthony Mundine, do you step back and think, oh, maybe I should not become like Anthony Mundine, but, you know, the way that he goes about promoting that fight, or you're just happy to be Jeff Horn and go about it in a quite humble manner?
Look, I couldn't fill those shoes of Mundine in the way that he talks and builds up the fight, that's for sure. He's very good at what he does, and I've got a different way that I go about it. I just be myself, and basically, hopefully, people will tune in to watch and get the knockouts and things like that, and make it exciting.
Usually, Mundine gets under the skin of his opponents, but you were calm and collected. And then at the weigh-in, when he pushed you, is that when you thought, "Well, I've actually got under his skin here"?
No, I think it's just Mundine being Mundine to promote fights. I think he just does these things just to kind of sell tickets, because he's not normally a bad guy, Mundine. He's an all right guy, and I think he just kind of, just has like little mind crunches at times and goes, "Oh, I'm going to do this. I know it's going to sell tickets."
All right, I'll ask, was it all pre-staged, the grabbing of the throat at the weigh-in?
Well, he had said he's going to possibly do it, so I wasn't sure if he was actually definitely going to.
But he did it.
Yeah, he did it. He did it actually quite hard on me too.
Harder than expected, anyway.
No, it's great to see, because you had a lot on the line, didn't you, Jeff? Because if you had lost this fight and you didn't win convincingly, you know, there would have been question marks surrounding what your future may look like.
Yeah, exactly. It was going to be a big, big loss if I was to lose that fight. And I couldn't afford to do it, I guess. I needed to get the win, and I was basically, where did I go from there? And now the options are all on the table.
We chatted with Dean Lonergan, your promoter, and obviously he's got this idea, and it sounds like a terrific idea, Jeff. I'll get your feedback, though. Building a makeshift stadium there at Surfers Paradise on the beach. You can imagine that. What a great worldwide event. The images being beamed around the world, and then you knocking somebody out there. Are you for that, or do you want to stick at Suncorp Stadium?
No, I'm happy to see what the other options are. Fighting on the Gold Coast would be pretty cool, I think. In a little kind of makeshift stadium that they did on one of the beaches or something. I guess a once-off that it's never been done before, and I'd like to do it.
Right. And what weight do you feel comfortable at fighting at, Jeff? And going forward, what would you like to be?
That's a very good question. Like, I felt good at 71, but that's right in between middleweight and welterweight. And I've got one of my good mates at the gym, Dennis Hogan, who actually fights, and he's number one in the super welterweight at 69.85. And I don't really want to tread on his toes either.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Been after a world title shot for a really long time.
Right. But would super welterweight suit you best?
Look, by the way Friday night went, yes, it probably would, because I just felt so strong at that weight.
Yeah. I guess there's no real big world name that would attract a big, big star, is there, in the super welterweight division? Jarrett Hurd, is he the best?
Oh, look, I haven't really looked into who the super welterweight names are, but I guess there are some big names in there, but maybe not as big as the welterweights or the middleweights.
No, see, the middleweights, you're talking about Alvarez and Golovkin,
yeah, exactly.
Really, really big names, yeah. Aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. It's a different level in those two divisions.
Yeah.
Well, the best thing about it, Jeff, you got options.
Yeah, that's right.
If you didn't have options, mate, you'd be very worried. And that's the thing that you can look forward to leading into Christmas and knowing that your management team are working behind the scenes, because it's a tough game. It's a tough business. Yep. We're happy that you got out of that with, in 90-odd seconds and injury-free, because that just gives you the best preparation going into your next fight.
Yeah, it does. It definitely builds the confidence for the next fight. And I feel really, really happy. I feel like I've cheated in a way that I've got the win so quickly in such a big fight, and I can look upwards from here.
Terrible question to ask. How many more big fights you got left in you?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I guess I'll just keep fighting every fight at a time. This stage, I feel like that one wasn't really a fight because it was only 96 seconds. So I can keep going, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we want to see. Jeff, we thank you so much for your time. Just wanted to say well done last Friday night. And good luck with trying to get one of these big, big fights. But you'd be reluctant to go overseas instead of having it at home. Can we say that?
Yes, I would prefer to draw the big names over here if I could.
Yeah, good on you, Jeff. We do. Thank you so much for that. And enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, guys.